een waafzamer kimmel aan het baas. Amarove, isha ro mitzvah legarsha. A person married an isha ro mitzvah legarsha. Versiv goresh leitz, v'yeitz ein modoin, v'yishpois din v'kolin. Psodel amavaya, that it starts like this. First, the isha makes letzanis from him. Then, after she makes letzanis, if he didn't give her a get, so the yeitzei modain, then there becomes a merive. And then, she becomes a dayan over him, and then eventually she's mevaza him. So Rabbi said that in order to avoid all this, he should give her a get, mitzvah legarsha. That means if these will be the end results, perhaps we could say, I once saw a very interesting lashon in the Peleyeitz. The Peleyeitz brings down the Gemara in Erev, and the Gemara in Erev says that a person that has an Isharo is Einei Raya Pnei Gehenem. So he says, theoretically, one, that's a moiridike revach that one gets, in a roi pnei gehenim, realizing the chayim of gehenim. But he says, so really, one should desire to have an isharo. But he says, who knows if it'll be oimed b'nisoyin. Lemaise, it could be he'll lose out from that. So l'chayr, it comes out like this. If a person will be oimed b'nisoyin, and he'll be mekabel everything, that this should be b'mokim the gehenim. So then, it stops with the lates. That means she can make letzonis from him, but it won't be, they won't make any merive. He's mekabel everything. So memela, all these things will not occur. The minute is be merive, so it won't stop there, so then he should give her a get. Could be that is pshat in the Gemara. Before we said an eitzah, you can give a get. But what if we have such a combination? Isha ro uksubosa meruba. If we'll give her a get, they'll have to pay a large ksuba. So you know what he should do? He should marry someone else. The Amri Inchi Bechavoto Veloi Besilta. That means if she has competition with someone else, so Mamele she'll become a nichna already. The Miri says Haisha Machnas Atmo Yoisa Umekabelas Teichoche Kshemisyore Lavoi Tzorosa Betzida. That means when she's afraid that there's another tzore, so she'll become more cooperative. So a tzore can solve the problem. V'loy besilta, you don't have to take a kites to b'chavurta mekabelas teichotzarosa betzida. What does Rashi say? Isa cheres etzlo b'chavurta mekabelas teichoche yoisa. When there's a chavurta ready, so she's mekabel teichoche besilta kites. Then you won't need a kite, you won't need other things to put her in place, so to say. We omar rove koshe isha ro ki yoim sagril. A isha ro is difficult like a yoim sagril. Yoim sagril is yoim borod v'ruach. That means that outside it's stormy and windy and it's hailing. So this is kiyom sagre shenemar delef toired biyom sagre. That it is annoyingly dripping in biyom sagre. That means it's hailing outside. Ve'eishes medyonim nishtava in the wife that makes machlekas with him is similar. So the dimyan is as follows. The dinyan is, kiyayim sagra means, we are medame delef teiret, biyayim sagra, va'eshes midyodim nishtava. That means like this. It's a meiradike dinyan. That means that sometimes when it's leaking in the house, and he has no place where to go, wherever he goes, it's dripping on him. So there's an eitzah. So you leave the house. The house is very uncomfortable. You leave the house. But biyayim sagra, you don't have where to go. So memela, so you're stuck in the house and you have the delef teired, which is keseda dripping on you. That's shreklach. So that is ishero. That means an ishero. An ishero ki yom sagra. That means he has nowhere where to run away. Or she'll make sure other mafoshim want to say she'll make sure that zibetim degain the yorin when he has no place to go to go away. That's a let's see. Sometimes he can go to someone else, but on Shabbos or it's late at night, he can't barge into someone else's house. So that's an ishero b'yayim sagra. That means he's stuck there, and then she lets him have it. The Yom Arove, Boyure, Kamo Toivo, Isha Toivo, the Kamo Ro, Isha Ro. How Toiv is an Isha Toivo, and how Ro is an Isha Ro. Kamo Toivo, Isha Toivo, the Siv, Motso Isha, Motso Toiv. The person found an Itze Motso, the Yofik Rotzin, Meyes Hashem. So that's going on an Isha Toivo, the Yofik Rotzin, Meyes Hashem. If the Pasuk is speaking about a woman, a wife, Kama Toivi She Toivi, Shekosov Mishabcha, the Pasuk is Mishabecha, V'yofik Rotsa Mi'ez Hashem, Ibe Toire Mishtoikro, Motza Isha, Motza Toiv, that means what kind of a Isha are we speaking about, Toiv, V'ein Toiv Ela Toire, is kamo toivo isha toive shatire nimshelobo. He says the toire was mamshel toire to an isha. That agav urche, the goin in mishlei says pshat, eishes chayil miyimtso, so it's going on the toire, and chayil is gematria memches. That's the memches dvorim shatire niknes bem. So one is kinda this isha, the isha of Torah. And the goin also says, pshat and posek al kain yazer ishes ovi ve'imoi ve'dovak be'ishtoi ve'hoyu le'bosar echot is also going on Torah. That one leaves his parents, he says on Shevet Levi, ha'ime le'ovi ve'le'imi le're'isiv. They left the parents in order to be esek be'Torah. So the goin says that this is speaking about the dovik beishta yazav isha sovim. Dovik beishta is also speaking about teira, and teira is called an isha. Al koponim. So we see the chshivas of an isha, just like a person is zeiche to shleimus with an isha, is zeiche to shleimus through teira. Kama ro isha ro. Dersivo moitzani mar mimoves esa isha. I begavo mishtoikro, if the posik is speaking about an isha ro, kamaro isha ro, shekos of megano. I begehenim mishtoikro, kamaro isha ro, shegehenim nimshelo bo. Look to Gemara weiter. The pasuk it says, "Hinini meiviro, shelo yuchlu lotzeis mimeno." Omar Rab Nachman, Omar Rabo Baravua, zu ishero uksuboso merube. Nosani Hashem bidei lo yuchal kum, Omar Rab Chizda ma'ukve bachie, zu ishero uksuboso merube. The Gemara brings two psukim on the same inyan. I saw an Ein Aleyo, he wants to say pshat, what is pshat, his two psukim. So he says in Eben Ezer, Kuf Yetes, there's a machlekes apoiskim, if a person can give a get to his wife, and he doesn't have money for the ksube, But he'll owe her the ksuba, be a bal chayv on the ksuba. Can he do such a thing? So the machlekes. So the Ein Eliyo wants to say that this is pshat in these two lashaynis. The first lashon holds, calls money doesn't have mezumendike money, he can't get her. So that's hinini meviro. So this is Isha Rog Subosa Merube. You can only give her a get when you'll have the Dmei Aksube. And if he doesn't have the Dmei Aksube, so La Yuchla Lotzeis Mimeno. The Sanani Hashem Bidei La Yuchal Kum means he could give her a get. But then there's a Din Eved Loive Leish Malve. She becomes an Eved to her. So he's Bidei La Yuchal Kum. He can't stand up against her. He's Meshubita. He's Anichna to her. Because of the chayiv of the ksuba that he holds. But a kapon, we could give her a get. Wouldn't say a loshen, shelo yuchlu lotzeis mimeno. But my rova omru, ze shem izaynoisav kluyim bekaspoi. The sanani shem bidei lo yuchal kum, that's what his mizaynis are kluyim bekaspoi. That the only way he gets mizaynis is through kaspoi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Tluyim bekasboi, she'ein loy zriye bekarke. He doesn't have a karke to be zereya. The chol shoh meitzar vedoyig, sheme tiyake ratvue, ayinulu sharei shever. So memele, he can't stand on his own 2 feet. He's dependent on what he'll be able to purchase. Maybe we'll get more expensive, or maybe we won't be able to purchase anymore. So that is Mazainaisov Tluya Bekaspay. The Ben Yoda wants to say another Psha Tluyim Bekaspay, that means that you'll never give him credit. That means it's Bidela Yuchul Kum. Sometimes he doesn't have cash on him. So if it's Tluyim Bekaspay, he has to give Muchandike money. If he doesn't give Muchendike money, so Memele, they won't give him a Zainis. So that's the Bedele Yuchal Kum. Bonecho ubneisecho nesunim la'am acher. Omar Rav Chonon Barov Amar Rav Zu Eishes O'ov. This is a stepmother. So the children are given over la'am acher. How did the Gemara know that it's speaking about an Eishes O'ov? Because the Lashon of Nesunim, Nesunim is a Lashon Matone, that means by marrying this Isha, so the children automatically become Mechuyiv to be Mechabita. So it's Nesunim, they're given over to her, by marrying this woman, they're given over to her, but it's Lam Acher. Begoy Novol Ach Isen. Omar Rav Chonon Barov Omar Rav Zu Isha Ro Uksuboso Merube. Rabbi Lezer Omer Eilu HaTzedukim. These are the Tzedukim. V'cheinu Omer Omar Novo Beliboy Ein Elikim. Others want to say that in Pasuk it says, Am Novo Veloi Chocham, so the Targum says, Amo Dekabilu Eiraise Veloi Chakimu, Am Novo Veloi Chocham. So he said the Pshat in the Pasuk is, in the Targum is, that they were Mekabu Teire Shebiksa, Veloi Chakimu, they are not Machkim to understand that Api Teire Shebalpeh. So that is why the going novel Achisim is going on Sedukim. Masnise tone, Eilu Anshei Barbarie Ba Anshei Matanoi Shemahalchim Arumim Beshuk. These are people who walk Arumim Beshuk. Shein locho Meshukets Umesuov Lifnei Hamokim Yosemi Shemahalech Beshuk Orum. Rabbi Yechanan Omar Eilu Chaverim. Goinovo Lachisim are the Chaverim. Now who are these Chaverim? So Rashi says, Let's see what Rashi says. Ein alekim, misha omar ein alekim, kori novo. Chaveri parsiyim rishoyim, umevazin, ve'einom makirim kvoidom shal Yisrael, that they, the great klal Yisrael. These are the chaveim, this is begoy novo achisem, there's no hakore of the chshivis of klal Yisrael, that's why they're called a novo. Omru leil Rabbi Yochanan osi chavrei lebovel. They, when they related to Rabbi Yochanan that these Parsim Rishoim came to Bovel, Ishoga nofal, so he bent over and he fell from the Gevaldik Tzah, realizing that they were subordinate to these chaverim. Omru lei mekabli sheichde. They told them about the Rishoim, but with sheiched we can... The Makabel Sheikhet, Toritz Yosef. So he went and sat up again. So he supported himself. So he, there's Al Kaponim, an oif and how we can deal with them. What does Rashi say? Shogar Kofaf, he bent over Nofal Miroiv Tzah, Shohoyu Bnei HaYeshive Misurim Biyodam, Omrulei Makabli Sheikhet Levatel Gzeroso. Is Toritz Yosef v'somach, it makes more sense with a Lashon Smiche, but Al Kaponim, so we have a way to continue existing if they mekabel sheichet. Gozru al gimel mipnei gimel. They were gozer three gzeirets, and Chazal tell us that the reason Klal Yisrael was nenash because of these three gzeiros is because of three inyonim that Klal Yisrael was nichshelin at that time. Al habosor mitnei hamatonis. They were gozer, they were mevatel, they were not allowed to eat bosor shchute. Because Klal Yisrael were mezalzel and matnes kohun in zroya luchayayim vekeve. Others say, I think the Marsha says, napshat, they didn't give at all, but they were mezalzel In the matones, they wanted to be mafkir themselves from the matones by making a shutfus akum. So memele, so just like they were mizalzel in the matones shebe boso, so they were mizalzel them that they're unable to eat boso shchute. Gozru alamel chatzois mipnei hatvila. They were geyser that the Yidden were not permitted to go to a melchetz because they were mezalzel and tvila. Here, tvilas noshim, the Marsha says it's difficult to say that they were mezalzel and tvila, they weren't table themselves, but in the digdukim of tvila, that you have to be masmech, the chfife to the tvila, it could be that they were mezalzel, and therefore, mida keneged mida, they were the Sayyid the Mechatzois, that they weren't able to use the Mechatzois. Kamechatati Shichvi, they undug Mesim, Pivnei Shesmechim Biyoim Edom. Because Eden used to be Mishnatev in the Simcha of Yom Edom. Yom Edom is the, they were also Mako, they said that it's not real Avodah Zarah, it's meaning Avisayim B'Yadayim. So Memele, they were Mako in an Inyan of Avodah Zarah, which is Doime to Zivchei Mesim. So there was a Simche B'Mesim. So Memele, so they, that brought about that she have an Avelis Ayyaday Mesim. That means that they were mechatet the kvorim of the mesim that were kvar nigberu. V'hoiso yad Hashem, shenema v'hoiso yad Hashem bochem uba'avei seichem. Ubi bochem uba'avei seichem. Omer Rabbe ba'shmu zu chatite shichvi. Omer mar ba'avoin chayim. Because of the oven of the Chaim, Mesim Mishatetim. Omalei Rove Bar Mori. Omalei Rove L'Rabbe Bar Mori. Ksiv L'Yei Osvu L'Yei Kovru L'Doimon Opnei Adomo Yiyu. Achsiv v'nivchar moves mechayim. So l'chayre, the kasha is, if it will be lo yeyosvu v'lo yikovru, they don't permit them to be nikbar, l'doymen apnei adome yiyu, so what's v'nivchar moves mechayim? So what's nivchar moves mechayim? The Yaakov Dachsma says a very interesting pshat. How does this come to our sugya? He says, before our sugya, Rava understood pshat, he understood pshat in this posik. Understood pshat in posik that Chazal tell us if a person was not nikba, kilchosoi, was nechel ayyadei chayim, so it's a simin yofaloi. So he's zeicha to a kapore. That means that when he becomes nizbaze la'achem isosoi, so it's a simin yofaloi, that this bezoying is mechaper on him. And perhaps we can say the simin yofa is because emison and einish on this world is a fraction of the einshim and olam ha'emes. And so therefore, this is a schus that he's a mace, he's an oilam ha'emes already, and he can still become niskapa with an einish on this world. So memeile, v'nivcha moves mechaim would not be too bad. V'nivcha moves mechaim fakert at ezeche te kapor el achem isosa. But yes, but since we said before, that the chetutei shichvi is ba'avoin ha'chayim. So it's not to be mechaper the meisim. It's ba'avoin ha'chayim. So then you have to understand, what's the v'nivcha moves mechaim? So what is the bechir of moves over chayim? Omalei nivcha moves l'rishoyim shlo yichyu ba'olam hazeh v'yechdu v'yiplu b'gehenem. What does the Rashi? Rashi says, Omru lei al shloisha gozo. Omru lei mibnei shloisha aveirish shohoyu he told them, mibnei shloisha aveirish shohoyu b'yad b'nei bovu. Gozo al abosor shlo yoichlu boso shchute. Omru lei mibnei shaveirish b'yom shegoiz lamatonis kohune zroyul chayayim v'keiva. Bala mechetzois mnei atvile, shlai hoyu zehirim bo. Bachate te shikvi meitzim anikborim mikivreim. Shesmechim b'yem edom, bolem zu egzera lishabo bo because of these. This is an evil keneged simche. Bochem u ba'avo yiseichem, ba'avo yisen kvar meisu. U ma'a ma'ke yesh ba'em en avo yiseich, melechatu te shikvi. Rsiv, v'nivcha moves mechaim basrei, dehukro, dehoil v'nitna lekvure, hech yivchu achayim lemoves, how could the chayim be boicha moves? That's something to be boicha. Om alai, hein nivcha lekomishu, hein boicha moves mechaim, ala novi udakom alhu, mutav lahem l'rishoyim sheyamusu, at Rishoyim Shaddai, Mima Sheyechtu V'yichyu. Zogte Gemara weiter. Let's see, we have a Taisu Sarosa, Betzida Rava Latamidu Mesoy, Pirke Noise Odom Kama Noshim Al Ishtoy. Zogte Gemara weiter. Kosov B'Sefer Ben Sira, Isha Toive Matone Toivo Lebailo. Anisha Toive is a Matone Toivo Lebailo. Uchsiv Toive Becheik Yerei Elekim Tinose. There's a few in Yonim that we can explain. Sefer Ben Siri said, Isha Toive Matone Toivo Lebailo. Number one is saying that it's a matone. A matone is something that one does not pay for. one gets bechinam. That is a matone. The Eilas Afraim says that we find very interesting. The pasuk says, "Alzeis yispalo kol chosid la'eis mitzoy zu isha." So he says, when we're speaking about an isha, the pasuk calls it a metziah. Now, a metziah is something that someone doesn't work to get a metziah. A metziah one finds bechinam. A metziah is bechinam. So he says, why is a metziah bechinam? Why do we call an isha a metziah that one gets bechinam? So he says, that the shleimus that a person is zoiche when he gets an isha, there's not a person in the world, even a chosid, that's deserving of it. We have before a shari b'lay isha, shari b'lay teira, shari b'lay teira, shari b'lay chayma. There's so many chesroinis that he has, and all of a sudden he's zoiche to a meiradike shleimus. So memele, there's no one that's deserving of it. That's why when we mispalo for a davar bechinam. So it could be that's why it's called a matone. Others want to say, now they have here a stira de kalosh, isha taiva matone taiva lebailo. So it means he's not deserving of it. Ich irsiv taiva becheik yireyele kimtinosim. But here it seems like it's Yireyele kimtinosim. So others want to say there's a difference between the Zivik Rishon and the Zivik Sheni. The Zivik Sheni is Lafim Aisov. He's Yireyele Kim, he's Eiche to Atoive. The first is speaking about the Zivik Rishon. Ishe Toive Matone Toive Labailo. That's a Matone Toive, it's not Lafim Aisov. The Ben Yoyode says something very interesting. He says that he brings from the Arizal that sometimes a person who did not reach his shleimus he has to come back on this world. But what is if his wife reached her shleimus? So theoretically, she doesn't have to come back anymore on this world because she was mashlim herself on this world. But there's an hoga of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that even though she doesn't have to come back for herself, but if her husband wasn't nishlam, so l'tayvosoi, the wife comes back again on this world to be an ezer from him. That's what Arizal says. And that pshat, that's merumez in posik, in baal isha hu, the yotza ishtoi imoi. That the isha goes out because of him. That means he was a baal isha, and he had to come back on this world. So min ha-shamayim, the merachim on him, she comes along with him. So he wants to say that that's pshat in Ben Sire, isha toivo. Sometimes she's a toivo. That means she already was mashlim herself. She didn't have to come back anymore on this world als hachis reinis. So why is she coming back? Matona toivo. Isha ro tzoras lebailo. An isha ro is like a tzoras lebailo. It's like others want to say that it's a guf echod, so it's like a machle. Just like a tzoras is a chaylin, a chaylik of the guf. So that they become a bosar echod, and there's a tzoras in the chaylik of the guf. Tzoras lebailo. But here there's an eitzah, maitakanta yigarsheno v'yisrape mitzorato. The Ben Yehuda wants to say that a person has a kone and a veshit. He speaks to the kone and he eats with the veshit. Now the Kone is gematria 155. The Veshed is gematria 315. Altogether is 470. 470 is, that's the gematria Kone and Veshed. So he says, Tzoras is Tzar Ace. That means, the Ace is 470. That means the Kone and the Veshed, like this, a person learns with the Kone and he eats with the Veshed. So if he has an Isha Toive, so it's faculty as Yishev Adas, he can learn Ruig, he can eat Ruig. If he has an Isha Ro, is Tzoras, is Tzar Ace. That means he can't learn and he can't eat Ruig. So that's the Loshen Tzoras, Tzar Ace. Isha Yofa Ashrei Bailo. Person is an Isha Yofa Ashrei Bailo Mispar Yomov Kiflaim. So his years become doubled. That means the Achoves Adas that he has of possessing an Isha Yofa, so that's like Mar Bechaim. So every minute is doubled that he has this Achoves Adas. That's if he has an Isha Yofa, but one should not be mistakel by a Isha Schein, another woman that has Schein, pen tilochet bimtsudosa, that you'll be tilochet bimtsudosa, you'll get trapped. Al teit eitzel bailo limsoich imoy yain v'sheicho. You shouldn't go to her husband and to drink wine there. Ki betoyar isha yofe rabim hushchosu va'atzumim kol harugel. It seems that by being havering with her husband, he'll be nichshol and chatoim also. Har b'yayin oise. Rabim hoyu pitzei reichel. The wounds that a reichel, a peddler used to sell tachshitei noshim, and he used to get korev to the noshim, used to be nichshel bechet, used to be zano with the noshim, is rabim hoyu pitzei reichel, so when the husband found him, he used to get a lot of wounds, he used to get beaten up by the husband. Hamargilim ledvar elve. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Mispa yomav kiflaim kloimer sameich bechelke v'doymele ki yomav kiflaim." He's happy with what he possesses. Meishes chein shalachirim roichel amoichel psomim lenoshim liskashit bem umotzei boiniyuf ubo baylo potze. So now the Gemara says how it starts. Kenitzutz, it starts off with a small spark. About mavir gachelis, but that small spark is mavir till it becomes a flaming gachelis. Kikluv molei oif, kein boteyem moleim mirmo. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Kenitzutz eish a mavir gachelis, kein yitzroi maviroi. Starts with a spark, but it starts, it burns. Like we see the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, that Rav Amram Chaside, the Yetzer was taikif him, and he started screaming, Nura Bei Amram, that there's a fire Bei Amram, in order that people should come, they should be embarrassed to do what he wanted to do. Kekluv Kan Oifis. This is a Kan that there are Oifis there. So, what is Pshat in the Gemara? Kikluv molei oif, keim boteyem meleim mirmo. It seems it's going on a person who, there was a nitzitz, and this was mavir gecheles. So, a kluv is a place where there are a lot of small oifis, the Marsha says. But you have one big oif there in the kluv, so he fills up the whole kluv. There's no place for anything else. Came b'teyem maleim mirmo. That means rabbis, machshavos, belevish. A person thinks of a lot of things, but the minute this nitzutz is maverim, he has only one thing in his mind. The whole, his whole head is occupied with one thing. Eich lemalei stavosei. There's nothing else that's worthwhile thinking about anymore. Ben Siro said further, al totza al tzoras mocha. You shouldn't be doyig for the tzore that will occur tomorrow. Kilei seida mayulad yoim. You don't know what's going to happen today. Shema mocha bo veinenu, nimtza mitztar alo ilam she'enei shalai. So you have nothing, you shouldn't be doyig on yoim mocha. Mina rabim mitoich beisecha. The Marsha says, "Pshat mina rabim mitoich beisecha." That means if people come, don't bring them in the toichiest of the bias, in your private places, because you don't know who they are, and they could diskabdeyu bechashdeyu. You should be mechabed them, but you should also be choishet. So don't bring them toich beisecha, where you have, you hide your private, inyonim. And another thing, the Marshos is going when you're making a Suda's mitzvah, not everyone should be invited to the Suda. The Anshi Yerushalayim did not eat when they didn't know who's sitting next to them. And as Suda, you have to know who's partaking of the Suda. Rabim Yehudur Sheishloi Mecha Megale Soid LeEchad MeYelef. But Yishmi Megale Soid only to Yechidim LeEchad MeYelef. Omer Rabbi Asi Ein Ben David Bo Ad Sheyichlu Kol HaNeshomei SheBeGuf. That Ben David will not come Ad Sheyichlu Kol HaNeshomei SheBeGuf Shenema Ki Ruach Melofona Yatoif. The poshet is going on Ruche Shom Mashiach is Yatev is Aloshin is Akev. That Mashiach is not coming yet. Neshama is Ani Yosisi. Till the Neshamas, which the Ben Shom created, they have to come back on this, they have to come on this world. Tanya Rabbi Elezer Oima Kol Misha Ein Oisek Bepiri Veribia Keilu Shoifer Domin. Shenema shoifich dam ha'odom ba'odom dome yishofich. So that's being about a shoifich. Sivbaschei va'atem pru urevu. Come back in a minute to this. Rabbi Yaakov oime ke'ilu memayet hadmus. Shenema ki b'tzelem elokim osa sa'odom. That says right afterwards. Shoifich dam odom. Dama Yishofech, ki betzalom akim osa sa'odam, den sechsiv basrei v'atem kru urbu. Benazi oima, ki lo shofech domim, amamayet hadmush. Nema v'atem kru urbu. It's going on both. Now the Iyun Yaki wants to say that Rabbi Lezer held that we darshan devov. V'atem kru urbu. Kru urbu is not samuch to shofech dama odam. The Shpuvu is somach to kibitzalam alakimo says a odom. So memele, so the, but he darshins from the vov. From the vov he darshins ve'atem. So the vov is going back on shefer dam ha'odom. And the second man, the Omer, Rabbi Yaakov, darshins smuchim, he doesn't darshin the vov. And Ben Azay darshins both, he darshins smuchim and he darshins the vav ki'ilu shayfer damim emayet admus. Others want to say that the emison that there are that these two inyonim, one is a ben odom lachaveiroi and one is a ben odom lamokim. That means by not being oisik and pru uvo, there's an odom lachaveiroi, it's kilu shayfer dam ha odom ba odom that he's meineya. From those neshamas, the opportunity to come on this world. So this is a ben odom lachaverim, and mayat admus is ben odom lamokim. Amru loyle ben azai, and ben azai said amir de kedroshe, that fakert, that it's both. יש נועה דוירש ונועה מקיים, נועה מקיים ואין נועה דוירש, ואתה נועה דוירש ואין נועה מקיים. בנאזי didn't get married. And you say such a thing? אומר להם בנאזי ומאסה שנפשי חושקה בתוירה. אפשלו אילום שיסקיים על ידי אחרים. Let us see Rashi. Mocha meis v'nena boilum, b'hira yisa daige shumeitza v'yore v'doigala, nimse sh'nitztair esmel aloilum shein shaloi. Guf palgud, this is like a psa, mechitze shachoytzitz ben shchine la malochim, v'sham ruchais u'neshameis nesunei sh'nivru m'sheishis me'bereishis, hasidais lehinosei b'gufim ha'asidim lehiboris. שנאמר כי רוח מלפון היתוף הגאולה, that's the רוח of גרוח של משיח, הנשמת שאני עשיסי יתוף לא שנה כובד, תרסי ואויו עטופים ללום, ראשי משתוי בגאולה כלא אלוהילם עורב. ואתם פרו רבו בעשרי דתווי כסיב, הוא כך כמו שאוסו שתיין הוא. Let us see Taisvis, she is kaima yedei acherim, ben azay tainet, she is kaima yedei acherim, afal gav, the mashme bepek, afal pi, shenoso bite shal Rabbi Kiva. He said that Purvu can be miskaim to others. So Taisvis says, he did get married, he married the daughter of Rabbi Kiva. The komar hosam bratish Rabbi Kiva of the leila ben azay hochi. The daughter of Rabbi Kiva did what Rabbi Kiva's wife did, just like Rochel sent Rabbi Kiva away, so she sent Ben Azay away. Alabekama desoite de nosa vegirish. So Lemaise gave her a get. So, and he didn't remarry someone else. So that was the taina to Ben Azay. The Ben Azay, he's a no deirish, when a do mekayim. Others say pshat, that what he said, napshi choshka betoire, that he held he was an onus, he was so dovuk in Teire, and Teire is mateshes koiche she'el odom, so he held the poil, he wasn't able to be mekayim piyah v'rivya. Tan yidach, ablas oi mekol mishneisik b'piyah v'rivya, kilo shefer domim, shnem shefer dam odom, samach lebatam prulvu, ablas v'nizayim kilo mamayit hadmuz, ben azay oime, omule ben azay yesh noa doirish, v'chulom.